Yeah. What's going to be though, if the chosar acheres, let's say the Jew is living in the next courtyard, not in this courtyard where the wine is. Where the wine is, the Jew does not live. Rashi says, Yisrael dar b'chotzer acheres. A Jew, he rented this apartment only to fill its taki with wine. But the Jew himself lives in the next courtyard, not in this one. B'chotzer acheres, also mutter. Then it's mutter, but when? Then is a condition, v'ushem avteyach v'choysem biyodai. Then only if the Jew is holding on to a key, or he has the choysem, then it's mutter. But the mile of being a shomer, he doesn't have here. But since the Jew is not living in this courtyard, he's only in the next courtyard, so the goyim living here are not afraid to touch the wine. They do not see a Jew around. They do not see the shomer. The Jew doesn't live here. So therefore, then it's also, unless the Jew has a chosam, a seal, that he could tell that the goyim did not touch the wine, or else he has to have a key. If he has the courtyard locked, and he has the key, then also it's mutter. So where's the question? It says, Hamitayer Yenoi. Now, Hamitayer Yenoi. Shalad Gechavim. If the Jew is making kosher wine by a Goyish Avat, Brishusai, and then he leaves the wine, Brishusav the Akim, he leaves the barrels that he made full of wine, he leaves it by the Goyish Brishus overnight. So the Yisrael dar b'yoseh chotzer, if a Jew lives in this same chotzer, same courtyard, where the barrels of wine are, then mutter. Again, the wine is mutter, but here, v'ushem avtech v'choysem b'yodei. Here it has to be that the Jew has the chosam, has a seal, or else has a key. Yeah. Right. Rashi Zochik is what she says. Zochik is in Yen Shlot Yichovim Bishusai. Im Hayayin Shlot Yichovim. If the wine belongs to the guy, just for Tiara Yisrael, like the Jew was a worker there. So today the Jew worked in the vat, and the Jew happened to make the wine. So the mindset of this wine is still kosher, even though it belongs to a guy. Now, v'nosno b'rishus ha'gichovim, atzmoi, the Jew, the worker, leaves the wine by the owner, by the guy overnight. V'yisrael dar v'yisachotzer, and the Jew, the worker now, lives in this courtyard. So then mutter, then the wine is still mutter, but you need a condition here, v'ushim avtech v'choysim b'yad Yisrael. It has to be that the guy, the Jew, has the key, or else he has the seal on it. Avlei mavtech v'choysim b'yad Yafafish Yisrael dar v'yisachotzer, also. Here it's different. Here, since the wine belongs to the guy is not afraid to touch the wine. We only had in the Mishnah before that if the Jew owns the wine, then a shomer is enough. Then if a watchman is there, it's enough that the guy is afraid to touch it. But only if the wine belongs to the Jew. But over here, where the wine belongs to the guy, it's the guy's own wine, he's not so much afraid. Therefore, it's only still mutter if there are two things. That a Jew is living there, and secondly, the Jew has a key, or else he has a chosam, he has a seal on it. Now, oh, malay Rabbi Yechon Latono, Rabbi Yechon told the Tana to learn to sova, said like this, Tani, learn like this, learn, afal pi shein mafteach, for chosam biyode mutter. Rabbi Yechon said, it's mutter, this wine is still mutter, even though you put it for shus hakim, still the wine is mutter, even without a key, even though it's not locked up. Even without a seal. Yeah. Only if the Jew lives in this chatzar. Since the Jew is living in this chatzar, he learned he's enough of a shomer. The Jew is living there, he's going to watch it, the guy will not touch it. But the chatzar acheres, if the Jew only lives in the next chatzar, then also, then you should know it's also, the wine is also, and afa pishem after v'chaisim biyadai. Diver Rabbi Meir, even though the Jew has a seal, or the Jew has a key, still it's also. Since Lamaisa, you left over this wine, Rishus Hakim, it's in the guy's Rishus. So even though there's a seal there, it doesn't mean anything. The guy in his own Rishus will open up the wine, be Minasech, touch it, shake his hand there, and then cover it back again. So if the Jew is not there to be a Shomer, the Jew is living in the next Chatzar, then the wine remains awesome. Here. Now, the Chachamim say it's also. Until the Jew has to have a shomer, he has to have a watchman there watching the wine, or else, unless also he appoints somebody that comes, even though it says so for the kitzim, means that special times, which the Gemara soon will ask the question, is just the opposite. If the inspector comes, like on the dot, 9 o'clock in the morning, so then there's no mirsus. The guy knows that at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock he comes, so those 2 hours he won't touch, but the rest of the day he will touch. So Gemara's maskana should be the aim that keeps him. He does not come at any special time. Means if you have a mamuni, you have an inspector that could come any time of the day to inspect the wine, then the guy is afraid to touch the wine. Then also the wine will be muta. Now the Gemara is v'chachomim ahai. In which case are these chachomim going that they say the wine is also achiyeshoyme yisrael meshamer until you have a Jewish watchman there? Where are the chachomim coming to argue? On which case are they machmir? Again, the Rameyah said that there are cases that a maftech v'chosim alone helps. The chachomim say no, it's not enough with a seal, but rather you have to have a shomer, a watchman there. In which case, ilay masef, if you want to tell me a sefer, going on the sefer, so it's like this. That Tanakama Nami Mesa Kosar. It goes on the last case in the Sefer, where the wine belongs to the guy, so then even the Tanakama says the wine is lost unless there's a Shomer. So what is the Chum coming to ask them more? What are they coming to say? Fielo Aresha the Sefer. Must go back on the ratio of the Sefer. Rashi says that means Yain Shlevikovim, Prishusoi, Ovikovim, Fiyisrael Dar B'yaisa Chotza. That again, the Jew made wine by the Goyisha factory, so it's called Goyisha wine, just the Jew is living there in that chatzar. So in that case, Rabbi Meir says it's muta. And when, if the Jew has a chaysim or mafteich, if he has the key here, or he has a seal on the wine, then it's muta. So you want to tell me in this case, even though the Jew is living there, and even though he has a seal on the wine, or he has a key to it, still the Rabbanan says it's also, is this true? V'akomale Rabbi Yechlin. Rabbi Yechlin said Latana in front of the Tana, that's me, learn like this. Afal pi shein maftech v'chaisim biyadoi. Rabbi Yechlin said no, that in the ratio the Tanakama said the smuta, even though the Jew does not have a key, as long as the Jew is living in this chutzar, the wine is muta. So how could the Chum say it's also? If this is the case that the Jew is living there, Rabbi Yechlin says even the Tanakama agrees that the wine is muta. You have a Jew living in this chutzar where the wine is, that's the best shayma there is. The guy is afraid to make nisach here. So where are the Chum talking about? Ela are safe for the race, going on the safe of the ratio. The safe of the ratio is like this. Rashi says, Hecha di yain shal yisrohu. The wine belongs to the Jew. Uktoni yisrohu dar b'chotzer acheres muta. It says here, in a case where the wine belongs to the Jew, and the Jew leaves it in this chotzer, in this courtyard, and he lives in the next courtyard. So in the courtyard where the wine is, there's no Jew living there. But the Tanakhama says it's muta, v'ushe mastech v'chaisen b'yadoi. As long as the Jew has the key to it, or he has a seal on it, then it's muta. Why? The chibon d'yayin yisrolu, it has 2 miles. The wine belongs to a Jew. So then, mirsas ha'im kechovim l'zayif, shem yagish bo Yisrael, hadar b'chotzer acheres. In such a case where the wine belongs to the Jew, and the owner of the wine is living in the next courtyard, then we say the guy is afraid overnight to go and take away the seal, to open up the barrel and take out the wine and close it up again, the guy is afraid. So that was a Tanakama, that you do not need a shomer, it's enough just a mafteach and a chaisim. The Kamor says, V'yelo, the Chum argue in this case, I say for the Reisha, the Kamor, Tanakama says, the chaser acheres muta, that it's enough if the Jew lives even in the next courtyard. V'vusha mafteach v'chaisim biyodai, providing that the Jew has the key to the gate, or else he has the chosim seal on the barrel. In this case, the chachamim maimrim liyolam osarachi yisher mi yisrael umeshamer. That no, the wine is also. Since you leave this wine overnight in the reshus of the goy, in this chutzah now there are no Jews living there. There are only goyim there. So since the wine is left overnight, that wine is also. You have to be afraid, even though it belongs to a Jew. But overnight, the goy came and touched it, made nisach. It's only muta unless you appoint a shomer, a watchman has to be there, a Jewish watchman, or yachiyovim emunah bolakitzim, or else you have an inspector that comes at special times. So Mar asked, memunah bolakitzim kriyusi, if the inspector comes exactly 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, so that's no good. The guy knows to watch out not to touch it at 9 and 10, but the rest of the day, the guy may touch the wine. Ella, what he meant to say was like this, unless you have an inspector, a Jewish inspector, that comes and inspects this wine, Shane Bola Kitchen, there's no set time when he comes. He's liable to come any time of the day. So therefore, the guy is afraid at all times to touch this wine. Since he realizes there's an inspector coming soon, and if he catches me touching the wine, I'll get into trouble. I'll become Yain Nesek, a Jew won't buy the wine anymore. So that's also called like a Shomer. That is the case that the Chum argue. This is the Machlokes Remein Nechamim. Again, where it's Jewish wine, and he leaves it over in the next chotzer where Goyim lived there, and the Jew is not living there. He only has the Chosem or Mafeach. According to Chumim, that's not sufficient. Then the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Reshus Odichov Machasi. That's the matter.
All right, really, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. One, the sugya in the next tape. Start over again.
We'll start again. Samachalaf on the days of Shimon, middle of the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Reshus Odichov Machasi. He says Rishus has one halacha. In the Mishnah we're talking about where the Jew went and made wine by the Goyish wine press, and after he finished making his wine, he deposited it overnight by the Goy. He left it in the Goy's house. So the Mishnah says that if the house is open to Rishus and Rabin, and there are Jews living there, then the wine is Musa. But if there are only Goyim living there, then we say the wine is also, because the guy is not afraid.
Unless you put a shayma, you have to put a watchman there. Now, Rishim Elazar says in the Mishnah, Rishus Ayubdi Kechavim Achasi. No matter which Rishus, which possession, which property the Jew puts his wine by, it has the same halacha. Whether he puts it by the guy that owns the wine factory, or whether he puts it by a different guy, no matter which Rishus he puts the barrel of wine, it has the same halacha. So, Mar says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lahokil or lahachmir? Does it come to be more mekel, or does it come to be more machmir, more strict? So it's like this. Rabbi Yehuda Rama Ziri lahokil. The Yehuda says the name of Ziri that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar means to be mekel, to be more lenient here. We'll soon explain. Rabbi Nachman Rama Ziri. Nachman says over the name of Ziri that lahachmir, no, Rabbi Shimon is coming to be more strict. So it's like this. Rabbi Yehuda Rama Ziri, the name of Ziri, lahokil, that Rav Shimon is coming to be more lenient. And it's like this, V'achikoma, this is what he's saying. V'achikoma Tanakama. Tanakama says that Kishem Sheb Rishusay Osa, just like if the Jew leaves the wine in the Rishus of the guy that owns the wine press. Again, the Jew made his wine by the Goyisha wine press, and he left the barrel of wine overnight by the guy. So the Mishnah says that if only Goyim live in the city, there are no Jews there, so then it's also, because this guy is not afraid to touch the wine. Like the wine was made in his press, it's like his wine, so therefore he's not afraid to touch it. That's what the Tanakhama says. But Rishus Oivdikhovim Achar, Nami Yosa, the Tanakhama holds, even if the Jew would deposit the wine overnight, not by the guy that owns the wine press, but by another guy, would be the same halacha. Even though now he put it by another guy, and by that guy really should be afraid to touch the wine, because by the second guy it doesn't belong to him. Since the wine doesn't belong to him, he's always afraid to touch the Jewish wine. Still, the chashin and legaimlin, we're afraid, legaimlin means one person will do the other one a favor in order that later he'll do me back a favor. So Ruve now made his wine by Johnny. Now, he did not leave his wine overnight by Johnny, but instead he put it by Harry. So now the wine is by Harry. So Harry, now even though Harry doesn't own the wine, still he's going to let his friend Johnny touch the wine. Because he feels, Johnny's going to want to touch the wine because Johnny owns the wine. It was made by his factory. Just even though it's not his reshus now, it's by Harry, Harry's going to let Johnny touch the wine because he feels, I'll be nice to you now in order some other time. What is the opposite situation? When I have my wine by you, you'll let me touch the wine there. That's called chashin legaimlin. They'll be nice to one another. On this, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, I may know, the medvar mamurim, when does the Mishnah say that the wine is also reshusai? Only if the Jew deposits the wine by the owner of the vat, the owner of the wine press. So since the owner of the wine press has the wine overnight, he's not afraid to touch the wine. He has a taiva, the guy have a taiva to touch the wine to make it yain nesach, and since he has shaykhs to it, the wine was made by him, he's not afraid to touch it. Avo brishus, but if the Jew did not deposit it by Johnny, but instead he put it in a different rishus by Harry, so then mutter, then we say the wine is mutter, and Harry will watch over the wine, and Johnny will be afraid to touch it. And we're not afraid to say one person is going to help like he'll help out the other one. Harry now is going to let Johnny touch the wine because he feels later, when it's the opposite situation, he'll be nice back to me. So Rav Shimon says no. This is the way to say he means to be mekel. Now Rav Nachman Amaziri Lahachmit, just the opposite. Rav Shimon has come to be more strict, and it's like this. This is the way the Tanakhama says. The Tanakhama says, when does the Mishnah say that the wine is also Rishusai? Only if the wine was left over in the Rishus of the guy that owns the wine press. But if the Jew leaves it by Harry, by a second guy, not by the owner of the wine press, then mutter, then we're not afraid that the owner will come and touch the wine. We're not afraid that Harry will overlook the fact that Johnny is coming out to touch the wine. We're not afraid for Gaimlin. Right now the wine is in somebody else's rishus. It's by Harry. He'll watch the wine for the Jew. That's what the Tanakhama holds. On this, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Reimer, kol rishus ovid chav machasi. No, any rishus of the guy has the same halacha. Whether it's the original owner, or whether it's put by his friend's house, no matter who the guy is, it has the same halacha. That if there are only goyim living in the city, so then this guy is not afraid to touch the wine, and the wine would be awesome. So it's a shayla, two ways to learn, is Rav Shimon being machmir or being mekel. Samura says, Tanya kavosid Rav Nachman. I'll bring you proof to Rav Nachman, yes, that Rav Shimon is coming to be more machmir, to be more strict. Amaziri. That lahachmir, Amar Shimon Elazar. That Rav Shimon Elazar says lahachmir, he means to be more strict. That kol rishus oivdi kachavim achasi, mifnei haramoyim, because we're afraid of Ramayim. You see, clearly, that he says no matter which Rishus the Jew left the wine in, even though he left it by Harry, still we're afraid that maybe Johnny will come and touch it. Why? Because the Ramayim means they trick us, one with the other. Meaning, Chashin L'Gaimlin, that this one will be nice to his friend, because his friend someday will be nice back to him. Now the Gemara says, Devei Parzik Raifila, Oisivi Chamra Gabi Rasayu. Wine was made by this Goyis factory of Rufila, and a Jew again made the wine there. Now the Jew deposited the wine overnight by the Arisayu, by the sharecropper, by a worker of the Goy. That's where he left the wine overnight. So now, Sober Rabbanan Kaimi the Rav Lameima, the Rabbanan thought to say in front of Rav, that Ki Chashin L'Gaimlin, when are we afraid that one guy will help out his friend? Again, that we're going now to Svarim, that the guy that like owns the wine was made by him, he feels hamish. He feels like he's allowed to touch the wine. But a second guy would be afraid to touch the wine. So here the Jew deposited the wine by the arisa, by the sharecropper, by the worker. So the worker, he knows it's not his wine, so really he'll be afraid to touch the wine. Just the owner, Rafila, he's not afraid to touch the wine. So the Jew left the wine overnight by the arisa. So he thought to say that ki chashin l'gaimlin, when like do we go to chumra according to Hashem and Elazar to say that the arisa will let the owner touch the wine? He'll be nice to the owner. Hani milu, when do we say this? Hecha deka moisiv hai gabi hai, when he could reciprocate, when the arisa sometimes will have some wine deposited by the owner. And then it's a question, will the owner let him touch the wine or not? So he feels, yes, since I let the owner touch the wine when it's by me, the owner will be nice to me back, and when I have my wine by him, he'll also let me touch the wine. But that's only if one person will reciprocate and use the other one back. But Abul Hocha, but over here, Kiva the Arise, Lav Darke Leoisve Pe Parzik, here the workman, the sharecropper, does not take advantage of his master. He would never leave something by the master. It's always the opposite way. The master leaves something by his worker, but the worker doesn't leave something by the master. If so, loy chashinin. But here, lav darki liyosvei beparzik refila. Here is not a derech for the worker to deposit something by the owner. So therefore, the goyimlin loy chashinin. Therefore, he thought maybe here we're not afraid of goyimlin. And therefore, the wine should be kosher. That we should not be afraid the owner touched the wine, because the worker would see and tell on him. So therefore, in this case, the wine should be mutter. Samora says no. Malu Rav, Rav said back, Adarabba, just the opposite way. That afilu l'man diyam aloy chashin l'gaimlin, even according to the man diyam holds, that we're not afraid one guy will do a favor to the next one. Hani mili hecha d'loy mirsas minei, when he's not afraid of him. If one guy is not afraid of the next guy, so then if the guy sees to by somebody touching the wine, he'll go and tell the Jew. He won't be afraid to tell the Jew. But over here, Kivon Demir Sasminei, he's a worker. If he's going to tell on his master, his boss, he'll be fired. So here it's a svarim that even though the wine is deposited by a third party, by the worker, if the owner, if the boss would come and touch the wine, the worker would not tell the Jew what happened, because he's afraid he'll lose his job. So Abel Hochab, Kivan the Mirsas Minei, he's afraid, the worker's afraid of the master, Mach V'Elayin Zechusei, he'll for sure hold back and not tell, and only be Malamed Zechus, only do good things for the boss, and not tell on the boss what the boss did. So for sure, in this case, the wine should remain osa. Talmud says, "Who karcha that Yosef bechamru the Yisrael?" There was a city. That in the city there was Jewish wine there, and ishtarkach oipik kichovim tevikoi benedani. That they found a guy walking in between the Jewish wine. They found a guy there. So the question is, are we afraid? Maybe the guy touched the wine or not? So my Rav says, "In nitvas olav kiganif." This is the cloud. That if we catch the guy touching the wine, he's going to look like a ganef, meaning he has no right to be there, he doesn't belong there. Then we say it's mutter. Then we say the guy is afraid to come and touch the wine, because he knows the owner is around. What am I doing there? You look like a ganef, I'll catch you. That's the cloud. Then we say the guy is afraid to touch it, and the wine will be mutter. But v'loy asa, if the guy has a reason to say what he's doing there, he's not going to look like a ganef. Let's say he says, he lost a barrel of wine here also, and I'm looking now for my barrel, I want to smell my wine to see if it's mine. If I'll have an excuse what he's doing there, then there will not be, then there's no heter. Then we have to be afraid maybe the guy touched the wine. And that's why if you leave a shiks alone in the house, so then we're afraid that she doesn't look like a ganef. The maestro, she's in the house, she has a right to touch, to eat things, so therefore you see, you have to be afraid, maybe she'll go and touch the wine. But otherwise, if we have this cloud for a stranger, we're not afraid somebody else will come in. But otherwise, you'll always be afraid. Today, anybody could rob the house. So whenever you leave your house, be afraid. Maybe somebody came in and robbed your house and touched the wine. So that we're not afraid about. Because whenever the guy looks like a ganef, then the guy himself is afraid to touch the wine. But if he has a reason what he's doing there, then it's then we're afraid. Of yayin here. And we come out that any type of a mug, any time a guy touches our wine, or even stam yedim, any goyish wine, l'chitchila poshet is us even bahanor. That's nafkamina. If a guy would give you a bottle of wine for a present, and it's goyish wine, stam yedim, l'chitchila we know that's us bahanor. You can't do anything with it. Only in a case of makam hefsid, if it's a question of $30-$40, that was your wine, and now a guy came and touched it, and it's a question to lose $30-$40 as a hefsid, then we could be mekel that it's muta b'hanor. Then we have a right to sell it to another guy. Klal is something that's awesome in the Yeraisa, a Jew is not allowed to sell. And not allowed to do business with something that's awesome in the Yeraisa. Now, wine today, most of it's only stam yenum, it's only awesome in the Rabbonim. It's not awesome in the Yeraisa. Like our wine today, the guy may not really make nisach, it's only awesome in the Rabbonim. So really, it should be muta to sell it. Except that Yain Netzach is also Bahano. So since it's also Bahano, you're not allowed to do business with it. But then again, the Mokam Hefsid, you're allowed to. That's the question. If that's your business, that's called the Mokam Hefsid. Like, who told you in the first place to go into such a business? But now that you're in it, you have to ask the Shalom. There are some people that are making
it. But also the very big one.
Right, the Mishnah is like this. Ha'seich ha'res ha'poil. You hide.